Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James Stanley on Stray FM, joined in the studio by Andrew Meehan from Harrogate Family Law. We're looking at divorce, being split equally, the assets. And now we're going to have a look at how assets are valued on divorce. I imagine this is such a deep area to kind of look into, all the different areas, different assets. So how can you help us understand these different areas, Andrew?
Well, it's really important, James, to make sure that you're not really taking the value that you're given of assets at face value, because there can be many different ways to value assets, and it's vital to understand whether the assets in your case have been valued fairly.
So if it's not been valued fairly, what's the kind of next step you need to be taking, really?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to understand whether it's been valued fairly. And that's where instructing a specialist solicitor who obviously practices in this area of law, and that they can advise you, and you can then understand whether the assets in your case have been valued by your spouse correctly.
Because I suppose if you're working incorrectly, that's going to have a bad effect, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if you're working on incorrect values, then this might mean that you receive a much smaller divorce settlement than you're entitled to.
What other areas do you work closely with when doing this then?
Well, I think properties are obviously often a major part of people's assets. So we work with property valuers to ensure that property valuations given to us by your spouse are accurate. Obviously, most people have pensions, and there are many different ways to value pensions. So we work quite closely with actuaries and financial advisors to make sure that they have been valued fairly. So we also work with accountants, for example. So if there's a business involved, then we want to make sure that the business has been valued correctly and tax has been taken into account.
How important is it that all assets are included, that everything, including your income, is included, that you're not hiding anything?
Well, again, that's absolutely crucial, because if you haven't ensured that all of the assets are included, then again, you're likely to get much less by way of a settlement than you're entitled to.
What sort of steps do you need to take then to make sure that you're doing the right thing and that it will be as smooth as possible?
Well, the very first thing that we look to do is to protect our clients, to ensure that they can't dispose of or hide assets before the financial settlement's agreed. Because if those steps aren't taken to safeguard the assets, then again, you can get much less by way of settlement than you're entitled to.
What about as well resource? How much resource do you need with this?
Well, we look at what resources people have in terms of how much money they've got coming in, because we want to make sure that our clients have got enough income to tide them over to meet the most pressing needs whilst we're in the process of negotiating a fair financial settlement for them.
And when you're trying to see whether a certain party has maybe failed to disclose or any costs or hidden assets, how does that work when you're working with your clients as well?
Yeah, well, we will check through what the other parties disclosed about their assets and income. And if we spot something or you or we are suspicious that they may be hiding something or failing to value assets or income fairly, then we work with a panel of top forensic accountants to trace hidden assets or income or to value business interests, for example.
Forensic accountants, that sounds quite scary, doesn't it? Brooke, right, coming up, we're going to have a look on the Harrogate Family Law Show about negotiating a fair deal on your divorce. That's coming up next.